Hello, hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to the Luna Ashley Show. I'm Luna, your witchy BFF meets your online biz bestie. In this podcast, you're going to be getting all of the systems, the strategies, and the energetics that are necessary to build an aligned, heart-centered, six-figure business. So with that being said, pull up a seat, make yourself comfy, and we're going to deep dive into this episode. Hey friend, it's Luna, and we are going to be talking about what this title says right here, why I do not like going viral, and the power of a small audience. Now, that's not to say that there's anything wrong with going viral, that it's not something that you shouldn't seek if that feels good to you, but we're really going to talk about the power of being where you are. And here's the thing, most people start in social selling, in online business, not being some crazy big influencer. They start somewhere between scared and, if they've tried it before, really sucking. That was me. I had failed before horribly in the past, and I definitely have given into this whole, oh, you have to go viral. I've definitely coached that before, so if you're watching this, you're like, Luna, you've told me that. Yes, I have, but let me tell you that through my journey, I can really share with you guys the power of being where you're at, the power of having influence of zero, but being willing to be coached, being willing to stay humble, being willing to really pour into where you're at right now, okay? So this is really gonna be for you guys who are in the social selling space, if you have online business of any kind, and if you are social selling curious, or maybe you're in a different company than my own, I do industry generic training on this page. You are welcome to plug in. These are the things that I wish I would have known when I was sucking, when I was trying to figure out my own launch systems, when I was trying to figure out why does everyone else seem to get this and I simply do not. I would literally watch people, okay, who I knew were top of their company, different companies, and try to figure out what they were doing and then implement it into my own business. It never crossed my mind that maybe I should partner with them. If that's you, that's actually the missing piece. You can watch and watch and watch, and I'll pour it all out here. I really, really, really will. And this one is going to help you guys again if you do have a smaller audience. So my first question to you is this, is we're on Facebook, right? How many friends do you have? How many friends do you have? You can let me know in the comments. This is not even what I was going to talk about, but it is related. And it is that you can have the most perfect system. You can have the most perfect product. You can master attraction marketing, because we don't do the cold messaging, spamming, annoying thing here. Okay, that's not what we do. That is old school network marketing, old school yuck, old school. We don't do it that way. Okay, now are there companies that do? Absolutely. It is not how I train, and I train others who want to use modern social selling strategy. So if that's you, you can be like, oh my gosh, that's me. I want to do it differently. Hi, I'm a rule breaker too. Okay, so with that, friends, you can have the perfect everything. You can have the perfect product. You can have it all. But if you don't have people watching you, i.e. people on your friends list, I don't care if it one person, right? Two people. Nobody's seeing it, okay? So some of you guys will come to me, other companies, whatever, you'll be like, Luna, just like real quick, I watch your stuff, right? And I really need to know, like, how do I amp this up? How do I feel like I'm doing the things? I feel like I'm practicing attraction marketing. One of my first questions is, well, how many friends do you have? Like, how many people are in front of your page? How many people are you connecting with? What are the conversations that you are having? Because if you're just putting out content, you're just creating reels, you're just doing that, it's like walking with one foot, okay? You're gonna get farther if you do left foot, right foot. Okay, so let's back it up. That's just real quick. Do you know what that is? Are you growing your audience? And again, that is a separate video. If you're like, I need training on growing my audience, all right, you can comment training below. Again, I have a lot of people come to me, I don't know anybody, Luna, I can never do what you do. And I say to that, hi introvert, hello, okay, I'm a fellow introvert, and I did not know anybody. I sucked at this. I just partnered with the right company, with the right trainers, and I did the thing in my own way and in my own style so that I can find my people, okay? And that's what I train on. Okay, so say hello as you are popping in here as well so I can greet you. All right, so real quick, let's talk about the power of a small audience, the power of being where you are, right? And first thing, like I said, is identifying where are you, right? Some of you guys might have a lot of followers or not so many. Again, it doesn't really matter, but I'm specifically talking to you guys who that's a story that pops up in your head, because we need to address this as well, is that to one person, they might look at your 200 friends and go, that's so many people. It's all perspective. It's all what a lot is to you. And everybody has a different definition of that. So I want to back it up and say, okay, well, whatever the number is in your mind that makes you go, I don't know a lot of people, I need to go viral, I need more exposure, I need whatever, okay? I want you to look at that and understand that there's somebody who's gonna think that's a lot, that you have an edge. There's gonna be somebody who looks at you and goes, well, you have a Facebook account. I don't even have that, right? There's gonna be somebody who says you have a leg up on them. So again, it's getting your mindset and your perspective right. So here is the first thing that isn't talked about often, okay? It's just not talked about often, is that when you have a small audience, right? I'm seeing Jada, I'm seeing Agnes, I'm seeing Kim, Beth, right? I can talk to you guys one-on-one. I can connect with you one-on-one. And if this idea of kind of like the underdog really calls to you, that's what we're doing here. We're disrupting this industry over here and how it's been done, the toxicity, the yuckiness, the grossness. You gotta go viral, you gotta have a million followers, right? Like, we're disrupting that. I'm proof of that. Look, like, I love that there's small numbers here. I love it. You would not know that the ripple impact of my personal business from personally saying yes, 40,000 people. You would have no clue, okay? It's the power of teaching people personal branding and how to do what I'm sharing with you here. Okay, so anyways, I digress. You can connect one-on-one with people. You can really figure out, what do you need? Like, what are your questions about growing your audience? Like, seriously, like, drop them below. I can actually respond to them. I can actually respond to them. You're not going to lose people. You have to understand, some of these big influencers that you follow are some of the people that have went after this and have large followings, like extremely large. You have to understand that some of the conversations that are happening, and for some of you guys, you need to know this, that when it goes that viral, that certain video, that certain reel, you're gonna do your best, but you have to understand that the people that really want whatever it is, right, from that video that you were offering or interaction, they wanna be connected with you, they will. You can only do your part, but let me tell you, if you have 100, 200,000 views on a reel, maybe a million, definitely coach people there. Remember when I first was starting, I got 100,000 views on a video where I was cooking and I touched my hair once and the trolls went crazy, which kept bumping it. And I panicked. I panicked. I was like, can't stand the heat, literally get out of the kitchen. I'm like, I did what I could. I have to step away. This is no longer good for my mental health. Okay, you have to understand that this is what's happening behind the scenes for some people. And so when you have a smaller audience, you're able to nurture it. You're able to make sure that you are responding to everybody. When it gets that big, some of you guys are like, I'm not responding to everybody. You're only one person. It's okay. That's part of the negative side of when you go viral. Let me tell you, the people who are responding to everybody, they have virtual assistants, okay, that are helping them. And that's something that you may need later on. Hopefully you have a coach that can walk you through that and say, yeah, like maybe it is time that we look at that. Okay, but when you have a smaller audience like myself, you can do so much with small numbers. Why? Because you get to personally engage and talk with them. And I want to apologize. If you guys are commenting right now, I've been having a delay in my comments where when I'm done, all of a sudden I see them. I promise you, I will reply. So seriously, drop your questions about growing your audience and we can get even more granular. Okay, so with this, that personal connection, it gets a lot harder when you begin to go viral, when you grow these huge, followings, which is great. Right? And I've coached people there and they have it and it's wonderful. But I'm telling you, these are conversations that we have. Man, am I doing enough? Am I missing somebody? Oh man, like somebody got in my inbox. They said they've been asking for me on every single platform. And I was with my kid, they were sick. And it's a thing, guys. So embrace where you are at and nurture the two people that are on with you. Nurture the three comments, right? Get to know them, okay? Get to know why you guys connected, because let me tell you, if you keep implementing what is taught, you will get to the point where you're like, I cannot literally, singular, like one human, nurture a relationship with 100,000 humans. It just becomes impossible. So again, understand that where you are is beautiful. Where you are is where that human-to-human connection is going to happen, and where you can really find out, what are the questions? How can I best serve you, January, Debbie, June, Melody? What questions do you specifically have about being in this industry that I can answer for you that I wish I would have known before I had a multi-six-figure business, okay? I would love to be able to answer that. Seriously, you can drop them below and I will be able to answer them for you, okay? So anyways, with this, that one-to-one connection, the second one is that you are really able to nurture a community, a true community. It's not just a number. It's not just somebody who's following. And guys, Instagram, like, you can buy followers. You can do it. It is a thing. Some people are like, oh man, it must be so nice. You have to understand, when I talk about this nurturing a community, some people go, I want 10,000 followers. I want whatever it is. Not really. What you really want, if you work in social selling, is you're wanting five new partners or promoters, your ambassadors or distributors or whatever term it is that you guys use. That's what you really want. Or you want five customers. You don't actually need 10,000 followers. Guys, there are people, and I've done all types of coaching programs, all types. Okay, whether it's in social selling, I've done coaching with just regular, like, sales with other coaches. I've been in small group coaching with people with, you know, upwards of, you know, 500,000 followers. They are not monetizing. You have to understand that just because someone has a large follower count does not mean that they're making this. That it is not equivalent, okay? So it's really getting your mind right and understand, right? 20 likes on a post. You understand that as a teacher, 20, that's a pretty full classroom. You just spoke to an entire class. Go back to your replay on some of your lives in like a week, because things will run. It's awesome you guys are here live. If that's you, say hello. Let me know where you're tuning in from. If you miss me, let me know that too, right? Because it's not just for the live. Go back in a week. See how many people you actually just spoke to. And it's going to continue to run. Okay, so it's understanding that it's not about this number. And I hear this, it's like, oh, I only got 100 views, or I only got 50, or I only got 25. That's 25 heartbeats. That's 25 people who took time out of their day to listen to you. And even if it was 5 seconds, they decided not for me, at least now they know. Some people probably did. If you're still here and you've watched from the beginning, let me know so I can give you that virtual high five. Love you. Thanks for sticking with me, right? You have to understand that these are not numbers. These are people. These are heartbeats. These are souls. These are humans that decided that they wanted to listen to you for a moment of their day, or maybe they got busy. They're going to come back, watch you on replay. When you begin to be thankful for that, connect with those people, find out why they keep coming back to your stuff, how you can best serve them, not sell to them. It's different. Things will begin to shift for you. Washington! I talked to my sponsor this morning. I love Washington. Washington is such a special place in my heart. It's actually where I started this business. Hey, Angelica! What's up? I say this business specifically, company I'm with. But I've been in the industry like before that and had failed miserably. So, to be fair. Okay, and the third one, and we talked about this briefly, but I'm telling you guys, let me like peel back the curtain here with some of the conversations that I've had with some of the gals that I get the honor of mentoring, pouring into, etc. And some of the conversation looks like this. I feel like people are falling through the cracks. I feel like people are asking questions and I'm not seeing it. What do I do, right? And at that point, you need systems. At that point, you need to talk about what are your priorities, how much time do you have, not being on, like, conversation begins to shift, right? But understand that if you're not at that point yet where you're like, I feel like I can't keep up, and that you can, that gives you an edge. It's a beautiful thing. You have to be where you're at. Right, you have to be in your current chapter before you jump to wherever it is that you think you are going. Okay, so with that, embrace where you are, embrace the small numbers. It allows you to build. It allows you to create that glue in that community. I love asking people, I'll be curious to see, did anybody follow me from my old account when it got deleted when I lit my kitchen on fire? I'll be curious, we'll see. And this is why, so you guys who are new, again, let me know. If you've only been following me for like a year or two, you don't know this. This is actually a newish account. My old account was deleted, lost the password. It was a whole thing, it was like 5-6 years ago. But it was a big account. Okay, I had built it up. I had a customer base over there. Most of you guys would be freaking out, like freaking out. This was how I fed my family. This is what I do, right? Everybody's gone. But because I started small and I wasn't obsessed at the time, that came later, with viral, 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 okay? I'm gonna start small. People followed, or they would ask. They would be, when they saw my new account, be like, did you block me? Like, what? I was like, no, I didn't do that. Like, I would not do that. Okay? No. People will search you out because you have connected with them and they're going to assume the best. And if they assume the worst, it's like, okay, it happened for a reason. Okay? But again, that's the power of small community and connecting one-on-one and truly getting to know your people and it not being about a dollar sign. So with that, I love you guys. If you got value out of this, you can't be insane if you didn't. Drop me a heart down below. Make sure to share this with somebody who also would find value in this, who maybe you've been having a conversation with. They're going, how do I get more views? How do I get more views? If only I had more views like her. No, incorrect, okay? You already have it. It's a matter of finding out what it is your community deeply needs from you, why they're following you, and showing them that you are as interested in them as you are as interested in them as they are in you. Say that 5 times fast and coming and watching your reel, your live video, your post, etc. Okay? We're here to serve. Remember that. I love you guys, and I will see you on the next video. Bye, guys.